You're on, brother.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you. Thanks for the invitation to share the word, guys. So I think everyone will agree our world has been turned upside down these past few weeks. We basically have a whole new routine, temporarily anyway. And I can say I've heard things I have never heard before, like obviously coronavirus, social distancing, shelter in place, unprecedented times, uncertain times, unemployment not seen since the Depression, and the largest stock market drop since the Great Depression. And all these sound like, you know, scary things, but, you know, these headlines might grab our attention for a moment, but they cannot dictate our actions. So really, what does this mean? I can sum it up in one word. Toilet paper. That's when you start laughing. You know, panic is the natural reaction in a crisis situation. Well, for the unbeliever it is, not for the believer. The first verse that I had to go to tonight, you guys, is a familiar one. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and verse 6. Vicky shared this whole chapter a couple of days ago, earlier this week. But it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." And this is just a great verse. It's one of the first verses I actually memorized many years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things about understanding God and understanding how he directs your path is to understand what does it mean. And an example of leaning on your own understanding, or my own understanding, would be earlier, a few weeks ago, when this whole thing started coming down, I heard that all the grocery shelves were just getting annihilated and everything was going to be gone. So, you know, I thought, well, golly, you know, it's my responsibility to take care of my family, right? So, of course, what did I do? I went straight to the grocery store and bought everything I could. And not every grocery store, I had to go to several grocery stores, actually, to load up. And, you know, looking back on it a few weeks later, you know, I asked myself a couple of questions. First question I would ask myself is, did I trust in the Lord in this situation? No, I did not. And I also asked myself, did I acknowledge God and let him direct my path in this situation? No, again. So, you know, it's knowing what to do. And, you know, right now, grocery stores aren't empty, guys. And, by the way, all the stuff I bought a couple weeks ago, I still have most of it still here. All the frozen dinners, canned soup, all that stuff, it's still here. So, you know, we need to really trust God and put our confidence in God and let God direct our paths. You know, that's just an excellent verse that's applicable to many situations. Mm. It reminds me of when Barney taught earlier this week about King Jehoshaphat. That record, if you remember, is in 2 Chronicles. And if you're familiar with that record, it's about this great multitude that was about to overtake King Jehoshaphat. And the key verse in that entire record, and by the way, I think this is my favorite record in the Bible. But in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12 reads, and this is King Jehoshaphat talking, he says, "For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." And, you know, this verse, I think, is the key verse in the entire record here. It just shows us what a great example of humility this king had toward God. And, you know, it's just amazing. Because, you know, being a king, you don't want to show any weakness. You want to show your strength. But his strength was in the Lord. And I thought tonight we could just hit on a few verses that would help us strengthen our minds and strengthen our trust and our confidence in God, and let God be the dictator of what we do, and let God be, you know, active in our lives. I'd like to start the first one in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, and it reads, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And all these verses I'll be reading tonight are the King James. And you'll notice in this verses here, the two key words are peace and trust. So when we have perfect peace, we can trust in God. And then, so if we have trust in God, we're going to have perfect peace. How it kind of links together. It's pretty interesting there. And also in Psalms chapter 16, in verse 1, it reads, "Preserve me, O Lord, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust." And the word preserved in this case means to keep safe or to guard. Pretty interesting. And in Psalms, also in chapter 34, in verse 8, it says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." So when we trust God, we're going to get blessed. That's the nature of our Heavenly Father. And also in Psalms 34, verse 4, it reads, "For I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears." God delivers us from our fears. We have no reason to be fearful for anything. So when we get to the fearful stage, we can trust God for answers. And we don't have to be anxious about anything. Which brings us to my next verse, which is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, another very familiar verse. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And as you remember, the word careful there means to not be anxious. So we don't need to be anxious for anything. So we can always trust God. And I'd like to look at also in James chapter 1. I think it's one of the verses that Vicki looked at last week as well. It reads, "If any of you," chapter 1, verse 5, "if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abrades not, and it shall be given him." And I'd like to read the Todd Stork version, which says, "All of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him." You know, we need to ask God for everything that we need, because we're always going to be in situations where we're going to need help. And God has the wisdom, and he will not hold that wisdom back from us. And, you know, we have the gift of Holy Spirit that has 9 manifestations, you know, 2 of which are word of knowledge and word of wisdom. We can ask God what to do in a situation. He's going to give us the answer. He's going to give us all the information we need so that we can be successful, and we don't have to walk out on any fear. We can walk out with confidence, and we can be bold in taking action, knowing that's the right thing to do. So my final verse I'd like to look at tonight is a very familiar one. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And it reads, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And that's the nature of our Heavenly Father. He's going to take care of us in every situation. You know, whatever it could possibly be, He's right there with us. And we can have trust and confidence, like Vicki shared the other day, with knowing who we are and knowing God's ability and what He has to do. And I'd like to just leave you with one final thought, and that is that we do not have to react to circumstances, but rather act on guidance from our Heavenly Father. All right? Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. Thank you very much, Todd. Boy, very foundational, this trust in our Lord, our Heavenly Father. Our God is good, and we want to keep our eyes focused on Him all the time. And Him is that perfect peace. We can trust in Him at all times. Great verses there. My goodness. So we got a lot to grab onto in our minds. We walk with Him. Todd, do you want to close with prayer, please?
Sure, I'd love to. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening. We just ask you would just show us the things that we would need to know from this day forward. And as we continue to speak in tongues and pray and believe that you have every answer to every situation we could possibly be faced with, that you would just show us the things we need to know. And God, you just give us the courage to carry out the things that we need to do. Thank you for all the believers here in the United States and abroad for just energizing their spirit. Thank you for just great times ahead, Father, that we can have great relationships with you, with our other believers, our other brothers and sisters in Christ. And thank you, Father, that we can continue to hold forth your magnificent word and continue to shine as lights in the world. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.